Well, well. Commander Patrick Hewitt, Royal Carisian Navy, murmured to himself as he peered through the spyglass. This should be interesting. He lowered the glass and frowned thoughtfully. His orders were perfectly clear on this point. They'd made him more than a little nervous when he first received them, but they were definitely clear, and now he discovered that he was actually looking forward to obeying them. Odd, he wouldn't have thought that was likely to happen. It's a church courier, all right, he said a bit louder, and Jack Irvin, HMS Wave's first lieutenant, made a distinctly unhappy sound. Some of the men may not like it, sir, Irvin said softly. Hewitt glanced sideways at him, then shrugged. I've got a feeling the men's attitude may just surprise you a bit, Jack, he said dryly. They're still about as pissed off as I've ever seen them, and they know who that courier's really working for this morning. Irvin nodded, but he looked gloomier than ever, and Hewitt grimaced mentally. It wasn't the men Irvin expected to be unhappy. It was Irvin himself. Bring her 3 points to port, if you please, Lieutenant, Hewitt said, speaking rather more formally than was his wont. Let's lay out a course to intercept her. Aye, aye, sir. Irvin's expression was worried, but he saluted and passed the order to the helmsman, while other hands patted across the wooden decks to tend sheets and braces. Wave changed course, slicing across the water close-hauled on the port tack, and Hewitt felt a familiar surge of pleasure as his vessel responded. The sleek, flush-decked, twin-masted schooner was just over 95 feet long on the waterline and mounted 14 30-pounder carronades. Unlike some of her sisters, Wave had been designed and built from the keel up as a light cruiser for the Royal Carisian Navy. Her revolutionary sail plan made her faster and far more weatherly than any other ship Hewitt had ever encountered, far less commanded, and she'd already taken no less than 7 prizes, almost half of those captured by the entire blockading squadron here in Emeraldian waters since the Battle of Darkos Sound. That was what speed and handiness meant, and the comfortable sound prize money made falling into their purses had helped overcome any lingering qualms his crew might have cherished. They were Carisians, after all, he thought with a gleam of humor. Carus's numerous detractors were wont to refer to the kingdom as a kingdom of shopkeepers and moneylenders, and not in tones of approval. Hewitt had listened to their rancorous envy for years, and he had to admit there was at least a little truth to the stereotype of the Carisian constantly on the prowl for ways to make a quick mark. Of course, we're also very good at it, aren't we? He reflected, and felt himself smiling as the courier boat with the dark green flag drew rapidly nearer. He couldn't be positive the other ship had come from Coruscant, but no other explanation seemed very likely. The dispatch boat had obviously approached through Dolphin Reach, which certainly meant it had also crossed the Sea of Zebediah. No courier from Haven or Howard would have been coming from that direction, and Hewitt rather doubted Charlian of Chisholm was particularly interested in corresponding with Narmon of Emerald at the moment. And judging from the way the fellow had chosen the strait between Callie's Island and the Emeraldian coast, he definitely didn't want to attract the attention of the blockade squadron. Unfortunately for him, he already had, and it was evident that his ship, for all its sleek design, was quite a bit slower than Wave under these conditions. "Clear for action," he said, and watched the gap between the two ships narrow as the drum began to beat.